It's time for the forecast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the forecast, a podcast like no other.
Just talking? Well, what's the show about? About nothing.
The Forecast, sponsored by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse is redefining how you view real estate by eliminating the typical commission structure of 6 or 7% to sell your home. List your home for $2,495 plus 3% and still get full service. Check out charterhouseiowa.com to learn more.
There's only one thing I value in this world, Stephen, that's loyalty. Without it, you're nothing. You have no one. It's the only currency you can count on.
Now, please welcome your hosts, Mark Charter and Chris Williams.
Sit down.
I think you may have something here.
Yo, what's going on? Welcome to this week's podcast. We're actually at the Carl Chevrolet Studios today. It's good to be able to say that. I don't podcast from here very often because it's in Ankeny, and then I'm usually on the road with my podcast. But hey, Nick Meyer's here.
Hello. This is where the magic happens.
That is.
Is this like the CF headquarters?
You love it.
It's pretty sweet.
It's the CF / MJ Properties headquarters.
I like it.
Yeah. Charter, I think is. I'm not positive. I think this might be the first FA he's ever missed.
I think there may have been. I think the Catchman said there was maybe one other time.
I think there might have been one other, like when a child was born or
kids,
something like that happened. But he's in the Dominican Republic
on his en route. I don't know that he's there
yet. Did Katie go with him?
I believe so. What? Which one?
The wife, Katie.
Yes, the wife, Katie, went. Yes. And if you notice, we've gone, 30 seconds now, and the conversation is not derailed. So that's kind of cool.
It's different.
It's different, isn't it?
Well, we'll derail everything by bringing Stansberry in.
What's up?
How are you?
Good. I actually think I was on the one podcast that Charter was not on. I think I was on it with Adam Gray.
That's a solid replacement.
That was a long time ago. It was probably 200 episodes ago.
That's great. Old school. I actually am glad that you're in here today. I was just I was listening to 9 to Noon on KFAN on my way in. I don't want to do too much draft because most people are going to listen to this over the weekend, and I don't want to completely date the podcast. I thought it was really funny, though, that because you're like his age, Josh Rosen, I guess, unfollowed.
I saw that.
The Cardinals on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, he unfollowed him on Twitter, too.
That's such like a bitchy little millennial move.
That means something to those guys, though, too, right?
Like, I get it. I'm not. I just thought it was hilarious.
You'll know that I've got one foot out the door when I unfollow the Cyclone Fanatic account.
I was rolling. The best part, though, because it was Paul Allen talking about it, and he's like 60, and he's
he's reading a script.
Oh my
he's got
God.
No idea what he's talking
it was
about.
So funny. I was rolling on my way in here.
Where are they going to try and trade him to? I'm surprised they didn't try and trade him last night.
It's got to be the Patriots.
Miami. They were saying Miami this morning.
I mean, I feel like he'd be perfect with the Patriots, but that's like the most Patriots thing to do ever.
And get him for like 25 cents on the dollar.
Give him like a sixth round pick for the guy who was picked 10th last year.
Yeah.
Don't the Patriots want a guy who's like a sixth rounder and no one's ever heard of?
I mean, I don't think they really care as long as the price is right.
Because they were the only team that took a receiver in the first round, right?
Yeah, I think so. What? No, not DK Metcalf, but the other guy. Didn't he get picked? The other Ole Miss guy? Wasn't there, two of them, wasn't there?
The Metcalf hasn't been picked
no,
yet.
No, he hasn't been picked yet.
Yeah.
I actually thought I wasn't that surprised. I'm not that impressed by him, actually, as a football player. He's just a guy that looks like a freak on Instagram.
Yeah. He's like a freak specimen, but.
Yeah. He runs
it to football.
Runs one route. Straight down the field. And then he played in like half as many games as Hakeem Butler did in his career.
Anyways.
So you think Butler's better?
I thought it was really.
Obviously.
I thought the best
receiver in the draft.
I thought that the whole like breaking news story that Josh Rosen had unfollowed the Cardinals on Instagram was just great. Just the fact that that's. And it is news.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's legitimate. I'm not even dogging it. I thought it was really funny.
It's like taking
now the older generation, like, well, so and so's being, you know, just stupid on Facebook. We'll just unfollow them. But like, no, now you're breaking up with somebody if you unfollow them or unfriend them or whatever it is, you know.
It's like taking somebody out of your top friends on MySpace.
Is MySpace even around? Like, or is that completely just underground now? Is that not?
Yeah, I don't think that it's around anymore.
Because it used to be, like, MySpace was all where all the, like, creepers hung out.
Like, there was pedophiles or what?
No, like the gothic people.
The weirdos.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't want to call gothic people weirdos. I didn't mean it like that, but
kind
of some of the social outcasts.
I think we can safely say if you're gothic.
They're probably not listening to this anyway.
Well, you're kind of a weirdo.
Is gothic still, like, a thing? Do people still do that?
Man, that was a big deal back in the day.
Yeah, that was a big deal when I was like in middle
school. I had a relative who was a goth. Seriously, it was a weird...
I just imagine them being at the Williams family Christmas and your dad sitting there like...
Wasn't a Clorinda relative.
Oh, okay.
It was one of the city folks.
Oh.
You've never met this relative. I don't want to insinuate anymore, but it was a weird, weird span.
Like, eyeliner and stuff.
I just can't imagine... Papa Williams, like, sitting there with this.
Oh, my dad would. I remember the first time. So, like, I started to, you know, I was raised in a country music house. Like, I remember going to see George Jones and Branson with my grandparents.
That's
and, like,
awesome.
I mean, we did all, like, we went to the Opry. It was a really big deal in our, in how I grew up. And I remember I started to rebel a little bit and I was listening to some hip hop. Back in, like, middle school.
We all go through that stage.
Anyways, when my dad walked down into my room and saw, like, DMX posters, I had the DMX Hell Is Hot album.
Like, the album cover is, like, a poster?
A poster.
All right.
And it was, like, the first thing you saw when you walked into my room. And I had, like, Source magazines that I had cut up and, like, put them all. It was, like, a...
Yeah.
Hip-hop collage, and I honestly thought Dad was going to kick me out of the house.
Did he just come in and rip them all down?
He did something really funny, actually. After he had come to, like, not appreciate it, but he was okay with it. Do you remember the old country singer, Billy Gilman? He sang, like, one song. He was this douchey little kid. He was, like, douche country before douche country was douche country.
Okay, like the Godfather.
Like total douche.
Yeah.
And I hated him. And I always... See, I've had this passionate hatred for douche country for many
decades.
From the beginning. I was hating douche country before it was even a thing. Okay? And my dad cut out, like, some... My dad bought a magazine that, like, Billy Gilman was featured in and hung it up over DMX's face.
Knowing that you hated him?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And he was pushing me back to the country music world, even though it was douche country. Anyways,
got to start somewhere. It's kind of in between there.
Only 5 more days till X.
Is that 5 days, huh?
Yeah. It's a
hasn't canceled yet.
He's not going to cancel.
DMX is at Woolies next. Is it Wednesday?
Yeah.
Jesus, a Wednesday night.
May 1st.
May Day.
Yeah. I remember, I think you said on your show, what do you think X would want in a May basket?
I'm sure I probably did. That's coming up. And it, like, the closer I get to it, I'm actually kind of nervous about it.
Why?
Well, I don't want this to be another Garth Brooks deal for me. Because, I mean, X is old.
I think you just have to keep your expectations low just for the fact that, like, we read the story of X doing the concert in the steakhouse. And he, like, I'm not completely convinced that he even knows he actually has a concert. He's just going to show up.
They're going to hand him a microphone.
Yeah.
And just whatever happens, happens.
And then, yeah, who knows what will happen from there.
I just want to get him to pray. Seriously, I need to get DMX to pray.
I want him to bless you. Like, put his hand on your head.
Oh, my God.
And bless you.
Be the greatest moment ever.
I mean, somebody's got to, like, you know, come across some backstage passes or something, right?
There's
a meet and greet, something.
I'm gonna play a little bit of a DMX prayer for everybody here on the podcast.
You just got it on cue there.
No, I just pulled it up on YouTube. It's actually quite
Imagine a Sunday night DMX show in Lawrence, Kansas.
Did you see when X did the prayer at Kanye's service?
Yeah.
Like, he legitimately was, like, acting like a pastor. All right, hold on one second here. This is going to be great. This is the same prayer I had sent you on Sunday, on Easter Sunday, Jared.
Oh, yeah. Did you like the song I sent you?
Which one was that?
Jesus, give me a sign. I was like, it's the original Easter hymn.
Do you like DMX?
You guys have... Yeah, well, I don't know about like, but I don't mind DMX.
Yeah, I don't know how you couldn't.
I would go to the show.
This is from the Times Sun in California, or not in California, in Chicago. It was a review of an X concert. The headline is DMX fuses secular spiritual at Upstate Concert Hall. So I'm going to guess that he will pray.
Okay, here we go. So.
Give me food, let me sleep. I come to you weak. You give me strength, and that's deep. You call me a sheep and lead me to green pastures. Only asking that I keep the focus in between the chapters.
It's good.
You give me the word and only ask that I interpret. And give me the eyes that I may recognize a serpent.
Mm.
You know I ain't perfect, but you'd like me to try. Unlike the devil who just wants me to lie till I die. Lord, why is it that I go through so much pain? All I saw was black. All I felt was rain.
Mm-hmm.
I come to you because it's you who knows. Show me that everything was black because my eyes were closed.
So how many people there... at this DMX concert at Woolies on a Wednesday night, how many of these people are going to, like, be, like, really praying with him? And how many people will be, like, ironically praying with him?
Will we be really praying with him?
Well, I mean...
That's a great question.
I feel like if the man... I feel like we almost have to...
Yeah.
Like, you know, you bow your head, you show your respect...
He did a 59-minute set in Chicago, so...
That's it?
59, I mean...
His entire...
It's like his entire discography, real quick.
Entire catalog right there.
Yeah.
Like, what time does he go on stage Wednesday?
That's at 10:30 is when he went on stage at that concert, so...
It's all right. I'd be home by midnight.
Yeah.
I got a feeling that...
I ain't scheduling nothing for Thursday.
We got to do an early forecast Thursday. I think everyone that's going to go to the show is prepared for all that, at least. Like, if you guys are like, hey, we got an extra ticket Wednesday, I'm like, all right, I'll go. And I'd be like, what the heck was that all about? But a couple things there. Do you think more people would want to go to church if they knew their prayers were going to rhyme? Just in general?
Well.
Or if DMX was giving the sermon?
And was that just one of his songs just without a beat behind it? Was he just like just reading lyrics to his song?
That was from an album. Do you want more of a raw DMX prayer?
Does it have any of those curse words in it?
Potentially.
Does he still curse?
There's one really funny one to Google, and it's these guys who are at their bachelor party. This is epic. What? X had just gotten out of prison just a couple months ago. And they just, like, bumped into X in, like, the hallway.
He was super drunk, too.
Of this hotel. Like, X is, like, blacked out, yeah.
Yeah.
And he starts, like, you know, basically acting like he's Jesus. And he's, like, healing them.
Bachelor party, you're getting married. Let me bless your marriage and everything.
Oh, so great. It's like he wants to be Tebow, but it's not real. You know, Tebow really can heal people.
Can he? Has he?
Yeah, didn't you hear about that guy at spring training was having a stroke and Tebow went over and healed him? Seriously, not even making it up.
No,
guy's having a stroke.
I did not hear that.
Spring training for the Mets. Tebow goes over there and prays with the guy. Boom, stroke's done. Swear to God, it happened. Jared, look that up real quick.
I've seen it before.
No, but look at it because I want to make sure that I'm not completely. Tebow healed the guy.
New York Mets outfielder Tim Tebow strokes 9 homers in BP. That's the top one there.
Tim Tebow helps heal sick fan.
That's a little too far.
No, it was on the third baseline. Guy starts having a stroke. Everybody rallies around it.
Was it a stroke or a seizure? What was it?
Thought he was having a stroke. And
I think a stroke's a little more severe and out of Tim Tebow's hands.
It was a seizure.
A seizure. So the guy's having
a little different.
Guy's having a seizure. Everybody's like, oh, no, I hope he's okay. Most of the other players run back to the dugout because they don't want anything to do with it. Tebow sees it upon himself to heal the man because he has those powers. Boom, seizure's done, man's fine.
Man, I'm sure it had everything to do with Tim Tebow and not just the coincidence that the seizure happened to end at that time.
Sound like the guy who's in the casket, right? They're loading him down, and Tim Tebow's, hey, hang on here. Nope, let's go. Let's go, buddy. And he's like, oh, hey, look, I'm good now. What'd I miss, guys?
I'm just saying the man was having a seizure. Tebow touched him, and he quit.
What could DMX heal someone from?
See, that's the thing. Like, I feel like the X deal is like, I mean, I don't want to be, I hate being a judgmental Christian guy, but I do feel like X will probably end up in hell.
He's got a
I hope he doesn't hear this before
through.
Wednesday.
I'm just saying, like,
you're going to get banned from the concert.
I hope that I probably would.
Yeah.
Like, I love DMX. You know, I'm his biggest fan. But the problem is, like, the actions don't really, like, go with the words.
Right.
We're with Tebow. It's like, this guy.
You mean Jesus didn't commit tax evasion, or?
The dog fighting.
Yeah.
There's a lot that X has been guilty of over the years.
Excessive amounts of cocaine.
Hey, somebody's got to do what they get. So with Tebow, though, like, Tebow's living that life.
Yeah.
Definitely. There's a different presence about him when
he
talks.
He's never had sex.
Well,
still?
He's a verge.
When's he getting
married? Do you have
proof? He said so.
Well, that's all.
What if he just makes the girls that he's had sex with sign like a non-disclosure agreement? It wouldn't be unprecedented.
He's got a point. Chris, have you ever been to a rap show, a hip hop show before?
Yeah, well, Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
That's the only rap concert you've been to,
Ja Rule?
Ja Rule.
I'm thinking of these. Hold on. Shaggy.
How many songs does Shaggy have besides It Wasn't Me?
You are aware of how a contact high works then? I saw Nappy Roots at Visha.
Oh, my God.
Circa, what, 04?
I was there, too. I was at that one.
That was a mess. Maybe I might have been a mess that time, too.
Was that the same year that Mike Jones showed up on Central Campus and played like one song? He showed up like 2 hours late, played one song. That he was after Saliva.
Yeah, I don't know. Like Jesus. I said, I don't know a whole heck of a lot.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I was supposed to see Ludacris at Visha, and that's the year it got canceled.
That would have been fun.
Yeah,
think
about Ludacris would be good to
think
see.
Think about how awesome Visha was.
Yeah.
I went to a Chris Cagle concert right outside of Friley Hall, like right across from like alumni. Freaking, the stage is in the road. We're all just hammered watching a country concert right outside of our dorm.
Even
how
towards
awesome
the,
was that?
They had a concert at Iowa State last night. Someone you guys would have never heard of.
Like at Hilton?
No, it was out by Towers. They've got that. They got a place that they do concerts out there.
Did you just like music snob us here?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys.
Well,
you guys have never heard.
I'm being
of
honest. I think I've only ever heard one song.
Well, who was it?
I don't even know how to say their name.
Was it like
B-A-Z-Z-I?
Like a rapper?
No, it's like R&B. I think.
Yeah, I think so. I've been to like four or five Ja Rule concerts.
How is that possible? Four or five Ja Rule concerts.
Come to Omaha a couple times. I think I went up to Sioux City to see him once.
Wow.
I think I went to Kansas City to see him once.
You might be the world leader in Ja Rule concerts. You have almost been to as many Ja Rule concerts as Ja Rule.
That's, yeah. You got to be like president of the fan club. 4 to 5 Ja Rule shows.
I love that raspy voice, man.
Murder.
Was that just a
baby
sound clip on your computer?
Put it on me. Yeah. So, no, I mean, I don't think that other than that, there was Shaggy. I was at that Nappy Roots concert, but I didn't really count that because it was such an odd.
It was a mess, if I remember right.
Why? Why was it so weird?
It was just very unorganized.
It was kind of a cluster.
Okay. Wasn't that over by like Hamilton Hall? Like it was in the parking lot, like across from like the like Hamilton Hall.
I remember there being the parking lot with trees around. Maybe like I said, I mean we're
that's where they did it when I was in
15
school.
Years ago. Anyway, let alone you know some substances.
God. So I remember that. You know what I remember about that Visha, the Chris Cake one. I think it was the same one. Was we just got a wild hair up our ass? Carper and I were. So our friends like Bond and all those guys like Becker and they all had a house. Hillary was they had a house like on campus and that's where we just
that had to be a mess.
That was just headquarters for Visha. And Carper and I got a wild hair up our ass that we were gonna do Keystones. Like that's all we were drinking the whole like we were gonna shift off the Busch Light and just do Stones for the whole week.
Bet you can't just do Keystones all week. Oh yeah, let's do it. Okay.
That's kind of
now we're both idiots.
That's kind of how it went. But I just remember about that Visha how many freaking Keystones I drank.
Oh man.
And I remember my buddy Mike Dreyer basically getting escorted out of the Chris Cagle concert because he was peeing in the trees right outside of Fraley.
Lucky he just got escorted out, right? I've also used those trees before. I'm like, man, if I get caught, I'm, you know, it's like, oh, you're going to have to register as a sex offender and all this, and, you know. Is there anything better, though, than peeing outside?
No.
Oh, my gosh. It's an amazing, like, just feeling.
You just feel free. You feel like you're one with nature.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chris saw the Iowa Wild loss last night. Been watching any hockey lately?
Hold on 1 second.
Guess I'll just head out now.
No, we're good. I was lining up a sitter. So I was so pissed the other night. I wanted to talk to you because I feel like our loves of hockey and NASCAR coincide.
Talladega this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. Nobody else cares.
They really don't.
You know?
There's a couple people out there that do.
It doesn't bother me. I understand it. It doesn't deteriorate my love for auto racing at all. I don't really give a crap what other people think. But it does get difficult, and I see this like with all the hockey guys. Like this time of year, they want us to care so bad.
Yeah.
But most people don't. And it because I'm like that with NASCAR. I'm like, oh my God, did you guys watch that race? And everybody's like, eh.
I'm always afraid. Like, did you guys watch the race? And then like the last 10 minutes, and I'm like, oh, then I'm the loser that watched the whole thing and DVR'd it. And
that happened to me with the Sharks Vegas game the other night.
Yeah, but you watched the wrong.
I watched the first. I watched until it got 3-0, and I turned it off. And I was just watching it so that guys like you, I could be like, hey, I watched a hockey game. And
if you had watched that thing, you probably would have seen one of the most exciting games in the past. I don't know, several years, 10 years, whatever. One of the most exciting games that I've like watched. Even though there was obviously some controversy to it, so much so
terrible call.
Apparently,
have you heard anybody say that was a good call?
No, and I'm not going to get into that because I have so much respect for what those guys do and have to put up with and everything.
Yeah, because you officiate.
I'm not going to sit here and say the right or wrong call was made. Everybody sees things a little bit differently, and you don't know what the conversation was in that huddle with the four guys there. It was a tough call to make. I'll say that, you know, and then obviously you look at the outcome, you're like, well, that whole thing, you know, kind of screwed them. But
yeah,
again, you had plenty of other chances. You're up in that series 3-1, you know, that one call didn't lose you the whole series. It might've lost you that game potentially, but that's still a hard way to look at it.
So I always look at like refs. I'm not anti-ref. I promise.
You can be. Everyone else is.
I'm not. Like, I actually did competitive umpiring for a while when I was in college. So I've been on that side. Like, it's not an easy job. I was like, so if I were to say this to you, like, cause I kept hearing all these hockey guys be like, well, you know, they still gave up all the power plays and they, mm-hmm. But like my whole point is, well, they wouldn't have been in that situation had they not effed up the call.
Right. Yeah. You'd be like, well, you don't give up four goals.
You know what I mean?
It's like, really hard.
The reason they gave that up is because they were given an opportunity to.
Yep. They were down a guy. That crowd was insanely loud. They got rolling, and then, you know, Vegas couldn't stop it there. The thing that kind of stinks from my, I guess, refereeing standpoint is that one of the refs there, that I think refs kind of, they stay with the same crew, I think, through the playoffs. They did, that crew or those refs didn't get selected to do the second round. And one of the guys has been reffing for like 20-some years. He's already announced that next year will be his last year. And they don't put retiring officials into the playoffs. So that was his last playoff game. Like he kind of, you know, you can say, well, that call cost him, you know, because you go to the next round by doing well. Just yeah. like, I think, you know, probably with NCAA, you know, basketball and all that kind of stuff. So for that one call to be kind of like the last playoff game he did would be really tough.
Yeah.
I think, you know, so that kind of stinks. Even though, you know, they're saying the NHL issued an apology to Las Vegas, but they also came out and said that the right call was made, so.
Which is a lot.
It's not a good PR thing right now for the NHL.
Yeah, but people are talking about it.
No such thing as bad publicity, right?
Not for a sport like that.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I mean, you know, we don't charter here just dumping all over it.
He doesn't like hockey.
Have you not noticed that?
I've talked to Mark for how many years? I don't think I've ever talked about hockey with
him. No, he quickly changes that subject. And I get it. Like, you know, he doesn't understand it. And a lot of people don't. But, you know, there's a difference between, like, not understanding it and then just taking a crap on everything that, you know, somebody else
just
likes.
Taking
like,
a big greasy dump all over it.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I was really surprised he watched that F1 series on Netflix.
That was great.
I wasn't even going to, like, suggest it to him. You know, we talk about, oh, like, hey, we watched this last night. You should check it out. I wasn't even going to offer that to him because I figured he'd
Did
just
you watch it yet,
take
Jared?
A dump all over it.
What are you talking about?
The Formula One series on Netflix.
No, I haven't watched it.
Drive to Survive?
It's really good.
Nope, haven't watched it.
You're going to just dump all over it, too?
But why would I haven't watched it. I don't know.
Racing sucks.
I watched Our Planet. I think that's what it's called, the like new Planet Earth show.
Yeah.
How's that?
It was awesome. As you would expect, I mean, it's about Planet Earth.
I still want to know awesome. How in the heck
it's not
they
as
get
cool
those
as America.
Cameras everywhere.
Did right? you, what? What'd you just
it's,
say?
It said it's not as good as America.
America is better than Earth?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Fair.
Because
okay.
we don't have all the other shenanigans. To deal with.
Yeah, we got no shenanigans to deal with, for sure.
love it or leave it, brother.
And you know somebody's America. Out there like, oh, my God, I can't believe William said that. He's isolating all these human beings. Somebody out there is thinking that.
How dare you?
Come on, Rob, lighten up.
No, I'm saying a guy like Rob would be the one saying
that's,
it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm,
oh, yeah. Okay. I got to keep you guys on your toes. Half the people think that I'm like this big Trumper, and half the people think that I'm basically Elizabeth Warren.
So what you're saying is you land somewhere in the middle.
I don't know what I am. I don't even care.
That's where I'm at.
I've gotten so far past like having any energy to argue about that stuff with because
what does arguing solve anyway?
Because facts don't matter anymore. It doesn't matter. Like it's all about what you have in your mind. It doesn't matter. Like 90% of people that you talk to, like online, they don't care about facts. They have like in their mind what's right, and they're not going to change.
Aren't we a weird species in that way? Like,
well, that's why
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you what's real, and then you're going to tell me, and we're going to walk away with the same opinions as we did before. The aliens are going to fix that. Is that what you're going to say?
Have you seen the new news on the aliens?
No.
Stansbury's the one who broke this news to me yesterday.
Yeah, the government's going to take it more seriously now.
That's right. The Navy's getting involved.
Yeah.
I think it's really funny, too. You know, because guys like me have been shunned for how long? For keeping
Ever.
It real.
Forever.
And now it's like, oh, the Navy's like, oh, we're going to pay attention to this.
Are they paying attention to aliens or UFOs?
Well, aren't they the same?
No. Oh, no.
Oh, so you're a denier.
I'm not a denier.
It sounds like you're a denier.
Are we using drones to send, you know, some bombs places where we don't, you know, right? So the UFOs,
yeah, but we have,
the UFOs are being sent by aliens maybe, but we're not going to get alien technology from the UFOs. They're not going to show us their hand.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It could be alien controlled drones.
Do you think when the aliens like come through outer space, it looks like it does like in Star Wars where like all the stars kind of like streak together and
Never
everything?
Seen Star Wars.
But you've seen that, like, you know what I'm talking about, right? Like, when you go into the time warp or whatever it is.
Hyperspeed.
You know, all the stars just kind of, like, blur because you're just going so freaking fast.
I don't know. I've never thought about it like that, Nick.
I mean, they got to experience all that. And obviously, they've got the technology to figure out how to manage that and maneuver it. Or are they just teleporting?
Would you teleport
yourself if you could? Like, if that technology existed,
like,
would you do that?
What does that exactly mean?
Hey, Talladega's this weekend. I don't want to freaking drive down to Alabama, but I can be there in like 10 seconds by disintegrating my body and then reassembling it somewhere else.
Absolutely.
What if like a part got put in the wrong spot on the reintegration?
It's a risk I'm willing to take.
It is. Okay. That was the question.
So I went down a racing rabbit hole last night.
Tell me about it, man.
So I'm reading this book. I'm almost done with it. It's called He Crashed Me, So I Crashed Him.
Yes.
Have you read it?
I haven't read it.
It's phenomenal. Well, one of the stories was from North Wilkesboro Speedway. And I decided to just look up, like, what's going on at North Wilkesboro Speedway now. And it's completely abandoned.
Yeah.
And they call it, like, a ghost track. And
I think Rockingham's the same way, right?
It is, but at least Rockingham, like, has some people, like, tending to it and stuff.
I saw a picture of one the other day. Yeah, there's like, weeds that's growing up, like, through, like, the concrete
that's
and everything.
That's North Wilkesboro.
Right? Yeah, okay.
And, like, the grandstands are, like, collapsing on each other and all this stuff. And, Nick, I went down a Reddit rabbit hole about
it's always dangerous.
North Wilkesboro and about this old man who lives close to it. If you go up and say, like, a certain thing to you, he'll let you get in the track and, like, walk around and stuff like that.
Really? Is it a code word?
Basically.
Did you find out what the code word was? You don't have to say it.
So, like, I really want to take a flight to Charlotte and rent a car. I want to drive to Cannapolis, where Earnhardt was born, and have a beer where he was from. I want to drive down to Dawsonville, Georgia, see where Bill Elliott was born.
Oh, yeah.
I want to drive up to North Wilkesboro and walk around the ghost track.
Dude, when are we doing this trip?
What, do you want to do it?
When are we doing it?
Let's find a way.
All right.
I have to do it before the baby's here, before the fetus is out.
Holy crap. That's really quick.
This summer.
All right.
We've got it before the fetus is among us and no longer a fetus.
When are we due again?
August.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe we could do it and go to a race.
I mean, that sounds awesome. Let's take this offline.
Okay.
We don't want people to know.
Do you
want to
go see the ghost track?
Sure.
I really do, though.
He's really excited about
it. You can go to Mooresville, where all the shops are.
You can hit, like, everything up there. I mean,
like, literally the entire sport is all within, like, an hour of one another. Yeah. Like, all the history.
Is Dawsonville, like, that close to, like, the Charlotte area?
It's on the corner of Georgia.
Is it?
I believe.
I've never actually looked up where it is.
Hold on. Let me pull up the maps here.
Jared, your Avalanche going to get it done tonight?
Why don't you go ahead and give your Ryan Grove plug and plug Charter House while I'm doing this?
All right. So, let's talk about Charter House first. Because I've heard a couple stories this week, people thinking they have to list with other agents to get on the MLS. One even happened to be a Fawcast listener.
What is the MLS?
The MLS is where all the houses go and all the agents look at it and kind of do business. It's where every house that's listed that's on Zillow is on the MLS first. So you want first crack at a house, you want MLS access.
All right, real quick.
Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to fly into Atlanta, go to a Braves game, rent a car, drive up to Dawsonville, Georgia, which is about 30 minutes from Atlanta, and then we're going to drive 4 hours to Charlotte, and then we'll go from there to Annapolis, and then we're going to drive to Rockingham, check out the abandoned track, then from Rockingham, we're going to drive to Mooresville, see all the shops, and then we're going to cap off the week with a trip to North Wilkesboro to see the ghost track. Boom.
That's a full week.
Wait, so there's two tracks? There's the ghost track and the abandoned track?
Well, yeah, there are two tracks.
Okay.
Correct. Okay, so we don't have to list on this thing.
What's that?
You don't have to list on this deal.
You do. Well, you want to. I mean, if you're not, you're selling your house FSBO, and that's an option for you. It's tough. Over 80% of buyers are represented by a buyer's agent. If you're selling your house by yourself and you're not willing to pay that buyer's agent, you're going to miss out on a lot of buyers because I can't work for free. I can't take a buyer to a house if I'm not going to get paid for it. I just can't do it. You know, I have my own liability out there. I got my own time, effort, mm-hmm. helping you negotiate, all that kind of stuff. But it seems like maybe the message is still not getting out that what we do is... We like to think it's better than every other agent, but every other agent thinks that what they do is better than everybody else too. But we do the same amount of service to our clients as any other brokerage out there. You're on the MLS. you're, you got professional photos, you got all the social media, all the websites, all that stuff, for typically a lot less cost. You know, on a $200,000 house, I'm going to save you about $3,500. Again, you're getting the full service. You can, there are other companies out there where you can pay like, oh, I don't know, $500 or something like that. And they'll kind of quote unquote throw your house on the MLS to give you that access. But it makes it really difficult when you don't have an agent there to kind of help, you know, have your back and everything. But we just want to remind people that what we do is take care of people. At $2,500
people taking care of people.
Yeah, people helping people. At $2,500 plus 3%, that I can still put food on my table, roof over my kids' head, live a life that I like to live. I'm not, you know, making a crap ton of money, but I love helping people. I love talking to people, getting to know them, all that kind of stuff. And that's what we're here to do, is help. So don't forget that when you're thinking about selling in the Des Moines area. If you're thinking about going up to Ames, moving around in Ames.
Ryan Grove.
There, yeah, contact Ryan Grove. I think we're going to have some sort of Vegas meetup here soon because he's in on the Vegas trip. I have not had the pleasure of meeting him, but
yeah, Talladega's,
I heard he's an awesome guy.
Talladega's not that far from here either.
Buddy, you have 1.5 kids right now. I mean, I don't know if – I don't remember it being that big of a difference between the one kid and the two kids, now the three kids for me, but that's a long freaking week for me.
Maybe I'm just going to do it by myself.
Maybe I'll just catch you like for a leg. I'll just swing down and we'll say hi and then
– I really want to do – the key for me, I want to do the ghost track and I want to go and have a beer at Earnhardt's, the old pub that – Dale Earnhardt and the boys used to sit around.
That'd be awesome.
And I wanted to get really, like, really have a good time at that.
Would
place.
You wear some jean shorts to something like that?
No, I'd wear jeans and my boots.
Shout out to Ryan Grove.
Contact Ryan Grove if you're going to be looking to buy or sell up in Ames. Good dude. Good friend of the show.
I'd like to get my picture taken at the Earnhardt statue.
Chris, have you ever done, or would you ever do like the Richard Petty driving school, Rusty Wall, all any of that stuff?
Yeah,
like, have you done anything like that?
I haven't.
You drove some form of a sprint car a couple of years ago, right?
IndyCar.
Was it an IndyCar?
I was in the like ride along IndyCar.
Okay. Didn't you do some down at in Knoxville a couple years ago?
Yeah, Tony Stewart wrecked me.
He actually wrecked you?
He literally wrecked me. I have it up on YouTube.
You deserved it.
Son of a bitch spun me out.
You deserved it.
I did block him.
Yeah.
I had the worst car out there, and it wasn't even close, and I knew I had to get creative. Tony Stewart was lined up right behind me, and I blocked him, and he spun my ass out. And he had the best car.
Oversized go-karts? I can't remember the situation. What was it? Okay.
And it was on a dirt track.
Okay.
There's that dirt track out by Knoxville.
Yeah. I got to get down there soon. I've heard it's a good time down there.
It's a hell of a time.
It sounds... Sounds like it's right up my alley. Maybe we can get Jared to go. Jared's looking really excited right now about.
Jared wouldn't even be able to fit in the go karts.
Oh, Jared, I thought we were talking about Knoxville. I've been to Knoxville. Well,
not just the town.
Well, no, I've gone to the Nationals 2 years in a row. Yeah,
Jared goes with me to the Nationals every year. Jared likes
I guess you're a better man than I.
Nice portion of Americana. He appreciates it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's the holy grail.
What else
there.
Is going on this weekend, everybody? Anything else? Anything exciting?
I think David Montgomery and Akeem Butler got some plans this weekend. Hopefully.
If they don't get drafted, I'm done.
It's not even a possibility.
God, you can just take Highway 75.
Talk about that freaking rabbit hole, man. Jared, what do you think?
All the way to Florida.
I think they'll get drafted tonight. Both of them.
Both of them?
I do, too.
Yeah.
It seemed like Butler more for sure like second, third, but Montgomery's kind of anywhere from second to fifth.
I'm sorry, I don't think Butler's going to be that great of a pro. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I haven't seen enough attention to detail. I feel like he's going to get there and like he's not going to be like so much more freakishly athletic than everybody else. He reminds me of Laquon Treadwell.
Attention to
be honest,
I always hate that like one of his biggest highlights was against the Kansas Jayhawks. Like, okay, like you threw a guy playing flag football.
Don't get me wrong.
You know,
he made some incredible plays.
Yeah.
I think that he can make those plays. But in the NFL, like, they're going to eat you for lunch if you're not like really sharp around like the fundamentals and all that stuff. And that's why I thought he would have been better to come back.
My basic analysis of him was always that if it was right at him, he had a trouble catching it. But if it was like an impossible catch, he could go get. Where now you go to an NFL quarterback, he's going to hit you right on the money almost every single time. So he's going to have to work on just catching that ball that's right in your hands, right in your chest, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's a pretty easy thing to work on too. So those coaches, I think they know what they're doing up there. So good luck. Good luck to those guys.
Yeah, we'll see. He's just got to get to a point, I think, where he's a place where they'll be a little patient with him. Because he doesn't run like curls. He doesn't run, you know, he just runs down the field and you throw it up and do a jump ball. That's a lot different in the NFL.
It worked out for Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, but he's not Calvin Johnson, though.
Not yet.
Yeah, but Megatron.
Calvin
Megatron.
Johnson wasn't Calvin. He was probably touted. You're highly touted.
You're comparing him to one of the all-time greats, you know?
I forgot you're a big Lions fan.
Huge Lions fan. All right.
So what, we got Talladega this weekend, Iowa Wild. They're down, or they're up 2-1 in the series now, right?
Are they, like, do they play?
Yes,
when are they? They're tonight, right?
Oh, I don't know exactly when they're playing. Because they played last night. Typically, you're going to get a day's rest, but sometimes the AHL schedules get a little screwy because it's more about just when you can get the venues, the ice, and all that kind of stuff, you know? You try to block off some dates for playoffs, but...
Yeah, I thought they were playing tonight for some reason, but what do I know?
It's pretty cool that you got some game watches around town for that. I heard you guys talking about that last night on
the radio.
There
were like three of them.
Yeah, that's a really cool thing. It's cool to see the town kind of embrace that stuff. And the Bucks were doing well this year. They made the playoffs, made it to the second round. They lost to probably the best team in the league. So, you know, that happens. It's like losing to, you know, Oklahoma a lot of times in football.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
That.
All right, guys. Well, have a great weekend. I'm going to be at home just hanging out with the baby. She's not a baby anymore.
No, she's not.
Ashley's got to work, so we're going straight draft all week.
Okay.
Draft in Talladega.
It's a good weekend for that kind of stuff because the weather looks like it's going to be pretty crappy. We got a nice little baseball tournament Saturday and Sunday, so that's going to be a whole lot of freaking fun.
Nice. It's going to be cold, man.
Yeah, cold, windy. Got to get my kid to hit some dingers, you know. Got to get that win at our backs.
Yep.
All right. Other than that.
Stans is just going to be prepping for DMX.
Gonna go next week.
Are you on Napster right now downloading all of his music?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the first DMX song I ever owned was because I illegally downloaded it from Napster.
Well, you didn't own it then. You stole it.
Yeah, I did. I mean, looking back on things, I made a lot of mistakes in my youth. I make a lot of mistakes in my adulthood, too, so.
All right, are we done?
Dude. In Dawsonville, Georgia.
Oh my gosh.
There's a moonshine distillery. The Dawsonville Moonshine Distillery, and it's right next to the Georgia Racing Hall of Fame.
You might as well hit both up at the same time, right?
Oh, yeah. All right, we're doing that.
Duh.
All right, so this is now a 2-week trip.
Thanks for listening.
Can we get like a bus or a plane like coordinated? Get a bunch of the fanatics involved with it too.
We're going to rent a Jeep and we're going to drive around Georgia.
Oh, with the top off, our hair blowing in the wind and everything.
I'm doing this by myself. You're no longer invited. Thanks for listening, everybody.
What the hell did I do to get uninvited?